won't pretend to know what you're thinking.
Welcome back to Divine Calling. And my next guest has written a remarkable book called Walls of a Warrior, Conquering the Fears of Our Hearts. And Donna Hetzler has just put her heart and soul into this book, and she's a local author. And we are trying to get her on the line right now. And Eddie, I've given you her number. If you could give her a call, I know she's trying to call in. She asked me to write a review, and I basically said that Donna follows her divine calling in conquering the walls of fear that we build around our broken hearts. And being delivered from the pit is painful, but the only way to truly experience his delivering power, his freedom, and his forgiveness. And it's why, you know, just kind of picking up on the conversation that we had before, is that nobody else is making the claim that he is God with us and he'll never leave us or forsake us. No one's ever said that they would do that. And what I love is, you know, Joshua 1:9, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord God will be with you wherever you go. Well, there's nothing else that you can count on like that, like our Holy Spirit, like our Lord and Savior Jesus. And, you know, Donna put together a little clip, and Eddie, I'd like to play it because I also have it on the Divine Calling with Stephanie Riggs Facebook page, and I think it really does say why she wrote this book straight from her heart.
The battles of our hearts are not just physical, but spiritual. You are not alone in your fears. They have caused us to build walls. But the walls of a warrior should be healthy walls, as God has promised. Strong esteem, healthy boundaries, and forgiveness. The human heart cannot reach out and embrace a deep and lasting love relationship with God or anyone else because of these hidden but strong walls. They have been built without us even realizing it. To find your true self, you must discover these walls and crush them. It is a life-changing journey. As the walls crumble, you will discover God's grace. Walls of a Warrior helps you in so many ways to begin to free your heart. Written from personal experience, author Donna Hetzler takes you along on a journey to conquer the fears of your heart. Destroy the walls. These impassioned insights are shared to help you experience a closer relationship with God and others.
I just think it's so important that Donna wrote this book because, you know, she really does conquer the fears of our hearts by tearing down these internal walls that block us from our divine callings. And I feel for each of us that just means to reach the lost and to be able to have that confidence to be able to share what we know, this relationship, unlike any other. And you told me, Donna, that really this all kind of started at a Bible study, and that's why I encourage people to go almost a decade ago, and your mother-in-law, God bless her, is said to come to the summer Bible study, and you're like, I really don't have time, and how many people say that? And she proceeded to kind of tell you that it's only once a week for 6 weeks, and, you know, what else do you have to do? And so anyway, you didn't go, you know, quite kicking and screaming, but you definitely didn't have the right heart about it.
I did not, Stephanie. You're so correct. I went going, okay, fine. You want my time? I'll give it to you. And these women that I met with, they just stole my heart, and they just turned me around and pointed me right to Jesus. And they challenged me. They said, get in your Bible, just 5 minutes a day. And so I did, again, reluctantly. And as I did, that 5 minutes turned to 10, and 10 turned to 20. And before you knew it, I was spending an hour at the feet of Jesus and completely transforming.
And you talk about how you were just drinking the Word of God, and that's really what I think changes the game. And just the fellowship of being around people who can pray for you and with you. I just had a friend I hadn't talked to in a while, and we connected before the program today, and she told me she was going through a health crisis. And I thought, how long has this been going on? Because I'd prayed for her, and then I asked her, and she said, you know, it's been 18 months. I'm just kicking myself that I didn't call you, because I immediately feel a peace or an optimism, because she basically was saying, I don't know how much longer I can go on living like this.
Right.
And I said,
we need each other.
Yeah. So we need each other, and we need each other to remind each other that we have a much bigger God than any crisis that we can ever get into. And you talk about looking back, you can't discern exactly how many time increments transformed into longer time spans, but at one point you realized you were spending about an hour with God each morning.
Yes, and loving it, too. I had a complete heart transformation. And the thing is that, you know, we kind of lie to ourselves, you know, about that we're happy in life without relationships. And we're lied to every day. You know, the world tells us that we need to look a certain way, that we have, we need possessions to be happy, that we need to weigh a certain weight. Aging is not beautiful. And then we get the enemy who bombards us with lies, and he goes, oh, well, that happened in your life, you know. God can never use you because of that incident. And then we lie to ourselves. We say we're not good enough, we're not smart enough, and then we slowly begin to believe the lies. And in my book, I have a chapter on masks and how we put on masks. And these masks, they help us to come out from behind our walls, but we're still hiding behind something. We're not being truthful. And Romans 12:9 in the Message says, love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil and hold on to dear life for good and be good friends who love deeply. And so that's what we need to do, is connect with people. That's what my Bible study girls did for me, is they connected me, pointed me to Jesus, and taught me how to love deeply. And we're just, I think we're so afraid of being exposed. You know, we all have inadequacies, and we want to look perfect before somebody. And so we lie, and we wear these masks, and we want to just, we just want to look good. But the truth is, none of us have it together. So being real helps us to identify with each other, and that's what my group did, is they pulled out the true me, and we began to journey together in writing this book. And there's other people out there, Stephanie. When they hear your story, they go, you too? You know, they want to connect. They want to hear your story, and it helps us to love well. You know, you've created walls to survive the storms in life, and that's okay. But now you need to break through those barriers. You know, walls hold us back from the fullness of connection.
Because they don't let people in. You know, it was interesting. Mm-hmm. I went to a ladies' luncheon, and they were talking about, you know, this woman was just, she's a consultant for Fortune, you know, 500 companies, and she goes in and talks to CEOs and COOs, and, you know. And this one guy never got promoted, and he was just a very brilliant guy. And they went to the CEO and said, what was it about him that he didn't get the promotion so we can get some feedback? And the guy said, well, you know, it's nothing in particular, but I just don't know him. I mean, I know he's got a couple of kids, I know he's married, and I know he comes up with some really good ideas, but I just don't know the guy. And so they started doing exercises with this big, you know, 500-member company, and they would break them up into groups, and, you know, they would say, tell us something about your childhood that, you know, was difficult for you. And, you know, they went around and each person got to talk about what was the most difficult thing. And this one guy said, you know, I didn't like it when my mom and dad fought. And that was it. That was all he said. Well, you know, people weren't getting the breakthrough. And she said, you know, in order for this to really work, you're going to have to be transparent. So, you know, for example, with you, what was so difficult about your mom and dad's fighting that you had to overcome? And he said, watching my mom kill my dad. Okay, now, that just shattered all the walls.
Absolutely did.
And now people looked at him and thought, oh, I think I know him better because explains a lot. And, you know, when you hear something like that, you think, wow, that guy's an overcomer, and I have so much more respect for him that he's made it this far. And, you know, and who knows? But the fact is that when those walls come crashing down like you're talking about, then people can see really who you are and what you've had to overcome and why you have such an interesting life, not because of anything other than how you reacted to it.
Certainly. And we don't want to be vulnerable. You know, it's risky when we share our heart. And the top human needs are to be loved, known, and seen. And we have this deep desire to be loved and to share our stories. And I'm sure this guy that you talked about, too, has those same feelings. But it's even more than just a desire. We need to be loved. I need to be loved. And God created us that way. And so things that hurt us or experience in life, we hide behind those walls of hurts, and we don't want to reveal the true us. But there is complete sharing. There's healing in our sharing. And I bet you that guy found some healing when he shared, too, and, you know, got the deep connections, as you mentioned.
Well, I think what happened was he no longer had to live behind these walls, like you said, the mask, and all the different things that we do to, you know, portray us to be perfect, because no one, absolutely no one, is perfect. And that's what you talk about in The Walls of a Warrior, Conquering the Fears of Our Hearts. My guest today, Donna Hetzler, we're going to talk about her being at a book signing coming up in April, April 12th. I want you to mark your calendar so you can meet her, and we'll be right back. They don't know what they've been doing.
Oh, Father, give me grace to forgive them, 'cause I feel like the one. We all need help at times to heal, grow, and find direction. To meet this need, Southwest Counseling Associates opened its doors in 1986 to serve the greater Denver area and the Front Range. In 1986, with the help of two Christian psychologists, Mission Hills Church launched the ministry, setting up the first Southwest Counseling Associates office. SCA grew to become the largest evangelical Christian counseling agency in the Rocky Mountain West, with 19 licensed professional therapists and two satellite locations. Christian counseling uses the Bible as the ultimate source of guidance to resolve the client's questions and to set a standard for living. Above all else, the goal of Christian counseling is a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. SCA provides the highest quality care to all their clients, regardless of their race, ethnicity, gender, socioeconomic status, religion, or beliefs. All of their therapists are committed Bible-believing Christians. Their statement of faith summarizes the key beliefs that they draw from in their understanding of the Bible. If you need help to heal, grow, and find direction, consider reaching out to SCA at southwestcounseling.org or call 303-730-1717, 303-730-1717.
If you run a business, you know you need to protect your property and your employees. At Security Central, we've been securing Colorado businesses for over 40 years. As your local authorized Honeywell dealer for commercial security solutions, we bring you the very best security and life-saving technology. Honeywell high-definition video surveillance, electronic entry systems, and automated alarms can help you manage your business better, while our local 24-hour quick care professionals keep you informed of any emergencies day or night. With Honeywell and Security Central, you get the strength of the industry leader with the service of a local friend. Call Security Central today to receive Honeywell Total Connect services free for 3 months with any new alarm monitoring package. Some restrictions apply, so call 303-721-0111 or go to securitycentralinc.com to see why Colorado businesses put their trust in Security Central.
Security Central, we care.
The Build a Better Bath event is now at the Home Depot. So let's flush the old toilet and replace it with a new American Standard Champion Elongated Toilet. Higher performance means more powerful flushes. It doesn't take a back seat to anyone. And right now, it's only $199, a savings of $39. Let's do this at the Build a Better Bath event going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last.
Point, click, bam. ColoradoAutoMall.com. Thousands of cars, trucks, boats, RVs, and motorcycles virtually at your fingertips. Colorado Auto Mall. That's your Front Range dealer's inventory of new and used vehicles for the local shopper. Photos, descriptions, options, make, model, and body style. It's all there at ColoradoAutoMall.com.
Bosch is the quietest dishwasher brand in the U.S. and now features a new third rack. See it at Appliance Factory Outlet today.
Welcome back to Divine Calling. You know, Laura Miller, founder of StressSolutionsUniversity.com, wrote, Donna, my guest today, knocks down the walls and reveals our authentic core desires. Connection and safety are two of the top human needs. Our souls long for authentic relationships. The human spirit thrives on positive, life-giving, interpersonal connection with God and people. God created us to love and to be loved, to see and to be seen, in relationship with himself and with others. We have all created walls in order to survive the storms in life. However, most of those walls no longer serve us. They actually hold us back from the fullness of connection Jesus desires to lead us into experiencing. It's why he died for us. Donna guides us back into our God-given ability to show up with confidence and to love in all of our relationships, Walls of a Warrior is a must-read as it guides us back to our God-given natural state of being, a conqueror, peace-filled, and loving human being capable of deep, life-giving connections. And to miss out on that, Donna Hetzler, is, I think, one of the saddest things in life. Even if you get hurt, I mean, who hasn't been hurt? Who hasn't had their heart thrown in the Cuisinart? I think it's all part of watching God restore it all.
This is so true, Stephanie. And the truth is, all of us have been hurt. And you're going to get hurt again. You know, we live here on earth, and life is messy. You know, it's not perfect. We haven't arrived yet at heaven. So if you're hiding behind your walls of hurt, you're still going to get hurt. And even when you put those walls up, you still get hurt. But you know what? You can share with others your story. Your pain is life to others. And there are people out there who are just waiting for a breath of fresh air. You can be oxygen to somebody else. So what we can do with those hurts is we can harness them. And we can kind of examine our experiences. We can ask ourselves, you know, what was my part in this? Or, you know, maybe you did everything correct and you still got hurt. Then you can ask yourself, what can I do differently next time to avoid this, if possible? But we're all going to get hurt. Hiding behind that wall, you know what it does is it creates a heart of stone. Our hearts grow cold. And in Ezekiel 36:26, it says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit in you. And so God's in the business of making new hearts, and he will give us a new heart. If you've been hurt, climb out from your wall, from your comfort zone, and begin to love in a new way as God has called us and created us to live, and that's with love.
You know, I just bought a card. I saw it the other day. I don't remember where I saw it, but I have a friend who's at that crossroads, just, you know, not happy with the job, sold the house, can't seem to find another one. Every time she gets close, you know, some inspector comes back with the worst imaginable. I thought, I think, you know, we should just pray. And she said, well, you know, if I could just do anything, I would probably do this. And I sent her this card, and it said, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. And, you know, people say, well, I'll build that wall, Donna, because I don't want to get hurt again. Well, you're going to experience the worst hurt of all, and that is isolation and no one ever being able to come close to you. And you will miss out on what God has, because when we build those walls, we basically say, you know, God, I don't really believe or trust that you can lead me into the next thing that you have. And you talk about you discover those inner walls, and I think that's what you really do in this book, that surround your heart and prevent you from having that deep, lasting, loving relationship with God and other people. And then you talk about as you begin to identify your walls and break through the barriers, like you did, Donna, you find your walls come crumbling down, allowing you then to open your heart to an impactful life that no longer hinders your relationships. But this is all through the help of God, and you really do share how you continue to fight for your life, because it is. And you break down those walls of your heart, you build those relationships that lasts for the rest of your life. And think about how many people you're connecting with through this book. I mean, I talk about how books are missionaries. They work while we sleep.
Yes, we are connecting with so many through this book. And when I first started this ministry, Walls of a Warrior, we kind of centered it around the story of Joshua marching around the walls of Jericho and how those walls came crumbling down. And then we transformed into this women's group called the Jericho Girls, and we started meeting monthly and talking about our walls and how we can bring them down. And so it was through our experiences and sharing that we really got those walls to come down, and it was quite a journey.
Well, and you talk about, you know, getting real with God and getting real with other people, the walls of hurt, the walls of esteem, the walls of masks, the walls of isolation, and the walls of resentment and fear, and that includes forgiveness, unforgiveness. And then you talk about healthy walls. Talk about that a little bit.
Certainly. Healthy walls are anything that is going to guard your heart in a good way, the way God would want your heart protected. So we need to have forgiveness. Your show is all about forgiveness. We need to forgive others. We also need to forgive ourselves. I think that's one of the hardest things that we can do. You know, we beat ourselves up so much, especially us as women. You know, we can toss and turn over the simplest thing, and it could be a wrong word said to somebody or a big thing in our lives, and we just can't let it go. But what we've got to do is forgive ourselves, and we first have to go to the offending party, ask for forgiveness. We need to take it to God and ask for forgiveness. And then so many of us just leave it there, and it's like, okay, I was forgiven by God, and then we still beat ourselves up. So we need to have some, you know, self-forgiveness. That's so important. And then correct esteem, boundaries with other people. I had to implement boundaries in my life because I take it all on. I say I can do it all, and I don't need others' help. And I found during this process in writing Walls of a Warrior that I can't do it all alone. I'm not self-sufficient. I need others, and I need to be in relationship, and not just relationship, but transparent ones.
All right. Now, I mentioned that you're going to have a book signing on April 12th at the Barnes & Noble on Colorado Boulevard. What time can my listeners come and meet you?
We're going to be there from 1 to 3 on the 12th, and we're going to have all sorts of fun. So come join us. Learn what it's like to be a warrior. Life is difficult, and we fight battles all day long. But do you want to equip yourself to be the person that God has made you to be? You know, we only have a limited number of heartbeats. I think we should feel every one of them.
You know, and I just want to thank you so much for reaching out to me and just getting to know you. And I, you talk about at the beginning of the book how you went to that Breathe conference. And
Yes. That's
where we first met, because I was there too. And it was at the Hudson Gardens. And it was just this day of contemplation, invitation to breathe. God bless you. Keep breathing.
Thank you, Stephanie.